I want to bring Randy Alcorn in here. Randy has written about these issues, and he's been kind of on the front lines on the other side of it. He's had people coming after him from the other side. And I need to ask you, Randy, when you first heard this yesterday, I assume it was yesterday, how did you react to that?
Well, certainly a sadness. I think as Joe was relating there, I always pray for someone to come to faith in Christ. I personally know abortionists who have come to Christ, who have then been outspoken in their opposition to abortion after they've come to the Lord. And, you know, you don't want to give up hope on anyone. And so certainly I'm saddened by it, and I realize there are political ramifications and all of that. And I, you know, the other part of the sadness was immediately upon hearing the news, hearing George Tiller praised as a hero to women, and you know, his courage and his valiance, and that's another side of the thing that's hard with these things, because I look at that and I don't think that it's heroic to be paid exorbitantly to take the life of an innocent child. And you know, we there's a tendency now to distance ourselves from that kind of statement because we're afraid that somebody's going to interpret this as we're justifying what was done against George Tiller. I would not try to justify it at all. I would simply say that, you know, I oppose all abortion-related killings, including those of unborn children, born children, women who die when they're getting abortions, and I oppose the killing of abortion doctors. So I think it's a consistent pro-life position. What I think is inconsistent is to be morally outraged only when harm, tragic as it is done to a pro-abortion doctor or an actual abortionist, but fail to then consistently be pro-life about the lives of the children who are dying and the women who are suffering as a result of abortions. And that's part of what I struggle with. I feel for the family. I grieve for them. I'm so sorry about George Tiller and what he is facing now. And I also, my heart breaks for the unborn children. And I just wish our president and other national leaders and people in the media would also express grief for the dying children.
Randy Alcorn is founder and director of Eternal Perspective Ministries. And you've been on the other side of those coming against you from the pro-abortion stand. Has there been, there haven't been threats on your life necessarily, have there been?
No, not in so many words. Years ago, there were certainly threats of a variety, but usually they were threats to send me to jail. All, by the way, for peaceful, nonviolent, you know, pro-life presence at an abortion clinic, and there were several in our area that I would go to, and my wife would go for the sidewalk counseling and offer women alternatives. We had the joy of seeing a number of people change their mind. We had the joy of opening our home to a girl who was pregnant who had an abortion, and she had her child and placed the child into a Christian family and adoption. We, you know, have had a wide range of experiences, but, you know, certainly they came after us and used every legal recourse and a certain amount of harassment of people coming to the house and things like that. But, you know, no big thing. I mean, I don't want to overblow any suffering that we have experienced. It's nothing like what
the family is going through.
Yeah.
Well, here's an email that I got this morning that says, from Bob in Kokomo, I can't condone vigilante actions. It's against Scripture. Then he says, in the case of someone like Dr. Tiller, there can be a tension in the heart and mind of a godly person regarding what ought to be done. I can fully understand feeling a righteous anger towards someone who would perform any abortion, much less the late-term abortions. This anger cries out for justice. We have all felt at times it may be more prominent in men to feel a need for some physical action to be taken. There is perhaps much to be learned from studying people like Bonhoeffer, who struggled with the idea of assassinating Hitler during World War II. I feel, he said, it would be very healthy for the church to openly discuss these issues. We need to learn to be angry and sin not, and also how to properly rise up and fight evil as true godly warriors. I don't have the answers. I know God does if we'll listen and obey. How do you respond to what our Bob said?
Well, generally, and this will surprise some listeners, I think I agree with what this person is saying. I'm not analyzing and parsing every single word. I don't necessarily agree with every implication, but nonetheless, I think it is really true that there's a certain amount that pro-abortion, pro-choice advocates are saying that has a certain grain of truth in it, and that is that, well, if you people really believe that this person is killing innocent human beings, then doesn't it follow that the person who does such a thing is indeed a murderer, and that, you know, if you believe in the death penalty, should a murderer of unborn children be put to death? Well, you could legally answer that question. Yes, I think in a society that is truly just, the laws against murder would include the murdering of children, including unborn children, and given all the scientific evidence, and not even leaving aside the biblical issues, just all of that evidence, you know, that, yes. But the thing is, we can't then say that because we believe that it's vigilantism is right.
And we're going to take it into our own hands. Exactly. All right. That's Randy Alcorn. We're going to continue with more of Chris Fabry Live. Stay with us. With the murder of George Tiller today on Chris Fabry Live. Not exactly the topic that we wanted to discuss, but it's here and we need to do it. And I thank you for tuning in. Not an easy discussion, as I mentioned. We've talked with several people already. Randy Alcorn remains on the line of Eternal Perspective Ministries. And for those who will call and say, you just care about kids who are in the womb, Eternal Perspective is all about reaching the needs of the unreached, the unfed, the unborn, the uneducated, the unreconciled, and unsupported people of the world. So it's not simply for one category. It's for everybody. I wanted you to clarify this, though, Randy, and so that people will hear exactly what you're saying, because I know there are some who would just tune in and say, hey, see, he was justifying it. He was justifying the murder of George Tiller by what he was saying. So
right. I certainly wasn't, and I can understand how people think that, but you know, I'm simply making the statement that I oppose all killings, and I oppose the killing of the innocent preborn children. I oppose the killing of George Tiller. I oppose the killing of the women who die in abortion clinics. I went to a funeral here in Portland, Oregon, for a woman who died at the hands of an abortionist in an abortion clinic, in a legal abortion through a botched, you know, technique that was being used. And it was not in the newspapers. It was not covered on the television. I just wish as much attention were given all the way around. I'm very sorry for what happened to George Tiller. I don't advocate it. I speak out against it. I encourage people not to be vigilantes, not to take things into their own hands. Justice is mine, says the Lord. Leave it to God. But let's not let that keep us from speaking up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for defending the rights of the poor and needy. And my concern with something like this is that a lot of people are going to say, oh, well, we can't speak out, as I was just doing, in favor of protecting the rights of unborn children, because if we say that, if we say they deserve to live and that you know, it's wrong to take their lives, then we're going to be justifying the killing of abortions. No, you know, that's not saying the same thing. It's like when people have photos of unborn children and they show them and they say it's morally wrong for you to show this photograph. No. What's morally wrong is what's being done to the children in the picture. So let's do what we can, not accuse pro-lifers of being violent because they're showing pictures of abortion violence. It's like with the Holocaust. It doesn't mean you're violent because you show someone a picture of what actually happened in the Holocaust. It's because you want to defend the lives of innocent people.
Right. Well, and I think the thing that grated with me the most when I saw all of the press releases that came out it was this distancing that, you know, we didn't do this. This wasn't us. Don't lump us in with anybody else. What I hope that I feel if I'm ever in that position is to say, we deplore what happened to this man. There's a time for everything and there's a season for everything. I don't want to be so, think that my image is so important or my organization's right. image is so important.
Exactly.
That's the first thing I think about.
Yeah. And you know, Chris, there's a website called prochoiceviolence.com where someone did a study in 2006, a pretty extensive study that documented 80 cases of pro-choice extreme violence for every documented case of, quote, pro-life extreme violence. And
now,
of course,
it.
We're not counting the deaths of the unborn children, which is of course, violence. But we're talking about of actual adults against adults or adults against children, abortionists murdering their wives, girlfriends, etc., and where this kind of thing is just only covered locally. It doesn't make national news. What makes national news, of course, And understandably, I don't say it shouldn't make national news, what happened with George Tiller. What I'm saying is that there's a screen, and there's a certain amount that's filtered out, and what we see is disproportionate.
Yeah. I'm glad that you're available for us today, Randy. Thanks for giving us your perspective.
You bet, Chris. Great to talk with you.